This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Environmental Protection Agency failed to deliver on risk assessments for atrazine, glyphosate, and imidacloprid in 2015. EPA told the Hagstrom Report the agency plans to release the easements in early 2016. The EPA has delayed the risk assessments to address the possible carcinogens in glyphosate in light of the recent assessment released by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. The agency is holding the reports to incorporate the new data. Applications are open for the Illinois Agricultural Leadership Program, Class of 2018. The two-year program is designed for individuals involved in either an agribusiness or in production agriculture. Through a unique combination of educational seminars and travel experiences, the Illinois Ag Leadership Program opens doors to contacts and knowledge for both personal and professional growth. The Illinois Agricultural Leadership Foundation, which sponsors the leadership program, will soon be selecting participants for the leadership class. The application period is open until February 29th of 2016. For further information or to apply for the program, you can visit the program website at agleadership.org. And again, those applications will be accepted until February 29th. A business that employs over 5,000 people has its roots in Macoupin County. I had a chance to talk with Prairie Farms Public Relations Program Manager Emily Hereford. We discussed the size of the business and the new products and programs they have available.
Prairie Farms is actually locally owned and locally produced. So we are owned by over 600 farm families, including 309 in Illinois. The corporate office, like you said, is located in Carlinville, Illinois, and there are about 125 employees at that location between the plant and the corporate office. But Prairie Farms itself has over 5,700 employees throughout the whole company.
Emily says that millions of gallons of milk are bottled each year in Carlinville and other plants as well.
Throughout the entire company, over 500 million gallons a year are bottled. And the Carlinville plant bottles over 25 million gallons of milk each year.
Prairie Farms has several new flavors of milk available this holiday season, and their Peeps-flavored milk that was released last spring was named the new product of the year.
Every year, Prairie Farms offers specialty holiday flavored milk. As always, this year we have our traditional eggnog and holiday custard. You can find those every year. But this year, we were excited to introduce some new flavors. We had pumpkin spice, peppermint mocha, chocolate mint, snickerdoodle, and speculoos cookie, which is my favorite. And actually, in the spring, we offered our Peeps milk, which actually won the national award as the new product of the year. So that was really exciting.
Emily also notes that customer interests are taken into consideration when they're designing new flavors.
We usually choose the flavors and do some taste testing to figure out the best ones to use. However, on our social channels, we're always getting new ideas from customers, and if we had a flavor in the past that was really popular and they want us to bring those back, we definitely take that input. So anytime a customer reaches out and has a suggestion, we're listening and we're taking that into consideration for future flavors.
If you'd like to give back to your community, you can do so by purchasing Prairie Farms milk and collecting the caps. Emily explains.
Our Caps Your Cause is our charity giving program. It's a super simple, accountable, and personal way to support your favorite nonprofit organization. So when all of our gallon and half gallons of milk, there is a code underneath a sticker, and you can go to our website, www.prairiefarms.com, on the Our Caps Your Cause page, and actually redeem those codes. For every code redeemed, Prairie Farms will give 5 cents to your favorite nonprofit organization. So it's just a really great way for customers to give back to those charities. At Prairie Farms, our farm families and employees take great pride in giving back to the communities in which we work and live, and this program really represents our commitment to being good neighbors. Since the start of the program, we've donated over $62,000 This year alone, we've donated over $38,000. So it's a really great program that we're going to continue having all year round. So everyone should start collecting their caps.
Emily Hereford, Public Relations Program Manager for Prairie Farms. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.